This is the Total Home Comfort Show with Ungaro and Sons, part of the Ask the Expert series on KSRO. Now, the Total Home Comfort Show.
And welcome back to another episode of Total Home Comfort with Ungaro and Sons. My name is producer Jeff, and I am joined by our resident expert, Anthony Ramelli, the general sales manager of Ungaro and Sons. Anthony, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, February. We made it. We survived the dog days of January.
We're here.
I love how January seems like it's 2 months long, and then you get February, and it's just like it feels like half a month has gone by. Next thing you know, we got spring training coming around the corner.
Right. We have the most important holiday coming up, right? Valentine's Day.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? St. Patrick's Day? No, okay. Right, yeah. All right. So it's cold out. It's cold out, and that could present some issues for things like plumbing. Mm-hmm. And that's a not-so-subtle way of hinting at what we're going to be talking about today, the wonders of plumbing. So I feel like when most people think of plumbing, they're like, oh, my toilet's backed up, or, you know, something's not draining with my sink. But looking on your guys' website, there's a whole lot of things that go into the wonders of plumbing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you have your water heater, toilets, faucets, bathrooms, angle stops, just the water pipes themselves, sewer pipes. So, yeah, there's a whole plethora. That's the one thing I always say I was jealous when I was an HVAC guy is HVAC, I have your furnace, your AC, and your ductwork. That's all I can really work with, where plumbers have, you know, 20, 30 different appliances to touch. So it's pretty awesome. You know, you really have to know your stuff when you're a plumber.
Yeah, it's like the idea of being a plumber would be pretty cool. And you'd like, oh, man, I don't want to be dealing with toilets. But again, looking at this, like, I didn't even realize that gas pipes fall under that same umbrella as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we run gas lines for generators, the water heater, barbecues. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start with boilers. Right. Mm-hmm. So what is something that we should be paying attention to with our boilers, and what are some common issues that arise? Like, when do they need to be repaired? When do they need to be replaced?
So boiler systems, they only really get used 3 to 5 months out of the year, right? Mm-hmm. We're not using them during the warm months. But a lot of maintenance involved with boilers. We actually have two of what I believe some of the best boiler specialists here at Ungaro & Sons. But a lot of common issues is just with the valves, the controls. Boilers are very intricate. So proactive maintenance on them is definitely recommended. And when it comes to replacement's typically going to be if you start like having like holes in some of like the actual boiler lines and you start getting into like having to rip up floors. But maintenance once a year and a little bit of ounce of prevention goes a long time with your radiant boiler systems.
How often should people be checking their boilers?
Once a year, right before you're going to be using them.
Okay, all right. What about drains, like drain cleaning? I see that there's an option here on the website called hydrojetting. What is hydrojetting?
So your drains are something that's kind of hard to be like, hey, do it every single year, hydrojet every year. So drains, sometimes you're a little bit more reactionary. Uh-huh. You know, hey, I got a clogged sink. We go out, then identify, hey, we need to hydro scrub this, which is pretty much, we'll call it a deep pressure cleaning on your pipe, on your drains.
All right. Let's talk about like faucets, garbage disposal, toilet repairs. I think this is where people really commonly think of where plumbers are going to be coming into effect here, or when they're going to be needed. What are the most common issues that you guys see with Ungaro & Sons?
Yeah, kind of like you said, we're going to see faucets leaking, showers leaking, and then garbage disposal, or sometimes even just small water leaks. Mm-hmm. And then you get to like the water heater. You know, sometimes you have the water heater stops producing hot water, and that's usually like your big emergency call that we get. People aren't willing to wait 3 or 4 days, you know, for a water heater. I know I wouldn't.
No. Yeah. And I know you have the military background, but there's been times where, you know, you take a Navy shower and you're just like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that again.
I paid my dues. I've served my time with the military. I'm done with cold showers.
Okay. How complicated can garbage disposal repairs get? Like, you don't think of it as, I mean, I just flip the switch and I just hear the and it takes care of everything. Like, what, are there a lot of components that go into a garbage disposal, or do we find that those are things that go on the fritz often, or?
No, so like fully like taking them apart and repairing them isn't really common. A lot of the time if it isn't working, it's, you know, we've seen a penny get lodged in there and that's stopping the blades from mm-hmm. moving. Sometimes just the component fails, taking apart the motor and trying to replace that. A lot of times it's a better investment just to replace the garbage disposal. So you're typically dealing with A, it's something that's blocking it or obstructing it from working, or B, it's failed and it's time to replace it.
Okay. Have we ever found any engagement or wedding rings down in the garbage disposal?
Not that I can think of, but we've definitely found a lot of you know, foreign substances, weird stuff in there that is blocking. Like I said, my neighbor, it was a penny. A penny had fallen in, and they couldn't figure it out. And, yeah, that was what was stopping the whole thing from spinning.
Huh. Wonder how a penny makes its way down a garbage disposal. Right. All right. Pipe repairs. So I mentioned earlier gas piping wasn't something that I thought of when I thought of plumbing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a common thought there or if I'm just, you know, boo-boo the fool there. What goes into the gas pipe repairs and replacements, and how convoluted can that get, and what does Ungaro and Sons offer in the way of that?
Yeah, so with your gas that goes to your house, right, goes from your gas meter in there, we can offer like a gas pressure test. If you ever feel like you're smelling gas and it's not something that can be identified easily, we can go out and actually like pressure test the house and pressure test the gas line to see if there's any, you know, known leaks that we can find. When it comes to like adding gas lines, like I said, we have, you know, customers are redoing their backyard and they now want a dedicated gas line to their fire pit or to their barbecue. So that's a service we offer. We can come out, trench it, pull a new gas line. And then when you're upgrading certain water heaters, like a tankless water heater, that's going to need a dedicated gas line. So when it comes to gas, we do all that. Plus generators, you know, need a gas line for a generator. We'll cover that as well.
All right. So sewers, which is, I think, where we get to, again, kind of the realm of where people assume that most plumbers are going to be operating. Mm-hmm. What is, you guys sell sewer lines or sewer line inspections? And it says home sales and sewer line inspections. What is that about?
Yeah, so we can inspect your sewer lines, right? We can camera it and see if there's any root or intrusion. So sometimes you got trees, they grow in the underground, and they can, you know, go through and damage the actual sewer line. That can cause a backup in the future. I have a couple different solutions. Sometimes we can use like a Miller machine, and which is kind of thinking about like a chain on a bike that spins really fast. You can actually kind of clean that drain. You can do the hydro scrubbing. Sometimes we can cut out a section and do a spot repair, or worst case scenario is doing a whole sewer replacement, like a whole sewer lateral replacement.
So a lot of times when you guys go to inspect, how often, and you can just generalize it for me, how often would you say that you're going to kind of just check out and maybe maintain a sewer line for somebody, and then you realize like, oh, there's some bigger issues here at play. We're going to have to replace this for you.
So for the maintenance, those are typically customers we've been out to before, and we've identified maybe their plumbing lines or sewer lines are going to need something in the future. So they're being really proactive, and they're having us come out like and inspect and clean it as much as we can before they ultimately have to replace. But very common, we get the call like, hey, my toilet's not, you know, it's backing up, and we get out there, and during the inspection, we find that, you know, a sewer lateral replacement is what's needed.
Okay. And do you notice that there's, as far as the numbers or trends would suggest, would you say that it's more of an inner city issue, or do you get called out to rural areas a lot more for sewer lines?
Across the board, it's pretty even. Yeah.
And does that include like things like septic tanks and whatnot as well?
Yeah, septic tanks are a little bit different. Okay. We only have a couple guys that are qualified to work on those. But yeah, a little bit different than just your normal standard city, you know, sewer lines.
Okay. And then the last thing here on your website covering water systems. So this has everything from drinking water to water filtration, heating, softening, treatment, maintenance.
Right.
Yeah. What do we got going on there?
So whole home water filtration. A lot of people love it, right? The water coming in from the city. You know, we like, you know, they do put like chlorine and chloramines in there to keep it, you know,
sanitary. There are chemicals in there. Yeah.
Yeah, there are chemicals in there. And sometimes you have harder water, and that hard water is harder on all of your appliances. So your shower valves, your cartridges, your toilets. So you can put in like a water filtration system to reduce it, make it soft water. And also just cleaner drinking water. Instead of having to replace your, you know, your filter on your refrigerator, you can put a filter on all the water coming in, and you can drink right out of the faucet like we used to when we were kids, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
from the hose.
Yeah, I know. I got family over in Bennett Valley, and they're on a well, and so I remember the first time I went up and took a sip out of the just did the old fashioned, you know, pour drink water, and I was like, why does this taste like iron?
Yeah,
like it's just so it was. What about sediment filtration? So is that fall under like, you know, what you're talking about, where we get the we're cleaning the water that comes in from the city?
Yeah, so there's different types of filters. Mm-hmm. You can do like UV filters to stop like germs, bacterias, and then you can do sediment filters if you just want to stop the sediment coming in. Or there's, you know, combo systems that do it all.
I was just about to ask, are we sitting on $1 million idea where we could combine the two?
I wish. Yeah, that's already been invented. All right. We're late.
All right, Anthony, I know that you'd mentioned in previous episodes with your background in HVAC that you actually got trained through Ungaro. I'm gonna assume. I know assumptions are deadly,
right?
But I'm gonna assume that Ungaro offers some form of training for plumbers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few of our technicians are actually cross trained plumbing and HVAC. Some of them plumbing and electrical, and our plumbing operation manager, Roberto, he's actually been at the company almost 20 years, so wealth of knowledge. You can walk into his office and be like, "Hey, Rob, you know, teach me about water heaters. Teach me about filtration." He'll pull out the code book and his own little binder, and he'll sit there and teach you. He loves it. He loves sharing his knowledge.
It was always, if I was ever going to go into the trades, I don't know why, it was just plumbing just seemed like the one that I would want to do. Maybe it's because I love bringing up old, you know, fill in the sentence there.
Yeah, right.
All right. So coming up in the next segment, we have some frequently asked questions, and we're going to test our expert's knowledge here on Total Home Comfort with Ungaro & Sons on KSRO.
You've been listening to the Total Home Comfort Show with Ungaro & Sons, part of the Ask the Experts series on KSRO. This is the Total Home Comfort Show with Ungaro & Sons, part of the Ask the Expert series on KSRO. Now, the Total Home Comfort Show.
Hey, welcome back to Total Home Comfort with Ungaro & Sons. My name is Producer Jeff, and I'm joined by the General Sales Manager of Ungaro & Sons, Anthony Ramelli. Anthony, in the first segment of this episode, we were talking about plumbing, and we ran down the list of services that are offered through Ungaro & Sons, mm-hmm. and it's not just garbage disposals, toilets, sinks, you know, there's the water systems, sewers, pumps. Now, what we're going to do is much living up to the Ask the Expert here. We're going to ask you some frequently asked questions and test your knowledge. All right. How are we feeling about this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
All right. They tapped you for a reason, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So cold weather plumbing issues. Can plumbing problems happen, like, even when temperatures don't reach freezing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't discriminate all year round. We get calls summer, winter, spring.
Would you notice that there's a higher volume of calls in the winter versus spring, or is it just kind of across the board that you're just dealing with?
It's going to be higher when it's colder out because you have the ground temperature of the water coming in. So kind of you're putting a little bit more wear and tear on your system. Maybe not wear and tear, but it's taking longer for the water heater to heat colder water. So like miles on a car, it's going to get a little bit more usage. And the more you use something, the more prone it is to fail.
I get, or does it depend on the project, or is there kind of like, do we lean more towards like PVC material versus like plastic versus metal? Because metal expands in the summer, so you know that would allow for what I think would be a cleaner flow versus in the wintertime where it's kind of, you know, shriveling up.
Right. It's going to kind of depend on the project, and mm-hmm. also sometimes we're working with whatever the home builder put in at the time.
Okay.
Sometimes we have the PEX piping that goes throughout the house, but then when it's stubbing out the exterior, like in a garage or a closet, it's usually copper. There are also different codes on when you have to use copper versus galvanized versus PEX. So yeah, it really just depends on the project.
Okay. And this isn't just water freezing in the pipes. This could be literally anything that's jacking up the pipes, anything that goes through your home that
right.
you're trying to get out.
Right.
Okay. Why do leaks seem to appear more often during winter months?
Kind of like what I was just saying, is because it's colder. So it's colder, you're going to use it more. And yeah, it's just usage-wise.
So I guess that goes back to the material question. Mm-hmm. More likely to, it depends on what the homeowner has as far as like cracking or deterioration goes. Like how often should somebody go get their pipes replaced? And I know that's, I'm using a very vague and generalized right. term there for with pipes, but like, you know, say your sewer line or just anything that connects to the home, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's like a standard like, hey, at 20 years, it's time for some new pipes. It's mm-hmm. really going to be based off the condition.
Yeah.
You know, if they're well taken care of, installed correctly, and you're not having any issues, you know, some of these pipes can last 30, 40 years. Some of them, unfortunately, maybe due to install or just natural wear and tear, 10 years, it's time for some new pipes.
I guess it just comes down to dumb luck too, huh?
Right, yeah. And then for kind of go back to the first question, during the winter months, you know, you have the holidays, so you're going to have an increase of people in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So bathrooms getting used more, maybe more dishes, more laundry. So that's also adding, you know, more showers. So that's adding to the wear and tear and the usage of those plumbing appliances.
True. I guess I didn't think about that either, huh? You might be showering more often in the summer if you're getting sweaty, but the showers are going to be longer in the wintertime because you're trying to stay warm, right? In theory.
Yeah, okay. When you got grandma and grandpa and the whole family coming for the holidays, you know, you got 40 people at Thanksgiving, that might be 40 showers and bathroom trips and, you know, the garbage disposal's working overtime. So.
And then New Year's too, right? After Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah, all the holidays,
right?
Really. And then you touched upon it earlier in the first segment, but yeah, the dumb luck thing, going back to that, that's Mother Nature can also be at play too, right? With roots and anything that can happen underground, because you don't, it's not like you can see what's actually happening until it's starting to happen, right? Like, you don't know that there's a root that's gone and just absolutely, you know, cranked into this line that you have.
Right, yeah, unless you're really having someone come out every single year and camera and inspect all of your drain and water lines, you may not know that there's a root intrusion about to happen. And then when you will find out, it's normally going to be you go to flush the toilet or take a shower and you're like, oh, the water's backing up. Yeah. And that's when it's the emergency call to Ungaro.
But you guys will gladly come out and take a look at
absolutely.
That yearly inspection, correct?
Yeah, that's what we love to do. We thrive on it.
All right. How does colder weather affect pipes in Northern California homes? Because we are lucky. Like, we do have this time of year where we kind of get like a second summer, but just kind of like a fake summer where it gets a little warm and then it starts to freeze again. Is something like that going to affect systems as well, where your pipes are dealing with the cold weather, it kind of warms up, and then they kind of then the cold weather comes back in, for lack of a better term?
It's going to be the older pipes, like I said. It's going to be the wear and tear on, if you had a brand new repipe 2 or 3 years old, the cold weather isn't really going to affect it as much. But it's when we kind of have older material, or like I said, pipes that are just aged to where any additional wear and tear and stress on it at that part, you know, you're just on borrowed time with them.
Okay. Why do smaller winter leaks often go unnoticed at first, right? Like, I think there's one thing that if you go out and look in your backyard and you just see, like, just all of a sudden your backyard just starts pooling up, it's very obvious that you've probably got a leak or something's gone wrong there. Like, what are some variables or some reasons why you might not be able to notice the smaller winter leaks?
For leaks, it's typically two things. Number one, during the wintertime, it is raining out. So if you do have a water leak that's outside the house, sometimes it goes unnoticed because you don't know if it's condensation, residue, if it's just, you know, it's been raining out and you're like, oh, I think that's just a puddle hasn't dried. And then the other thing, we just don't look. I mean, a lot of people aren't, during the winter months, aren't going through their house. They're not going into the crawl space and checking. A lot of the time, if the leak isn't presenting itself up front where the customer can see it, it just goes unnoticed.
So negligence would really just be...
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last question here, how can homeowners prepare their plumbing system before problems start? It can't be as easy as just pour some Drano down. Mm-hmm. Or what's the other one that I'm thinking of? The three-letter Drano, but not important. But yeah, how can homeowners prepare?
Whole home plumbing inspections. Give Ungaro a call. It's a service we offer. We can come out and we're going to evaluate the whole entire home. We'll check all the toilets, the bathrooms, angle stops, shower valves. We can look at your actual water lines, drain lines. We can inspect to see if there are any leaks. But it kind of goes into kind of like with HVAC we talked about in the last show, is just a little bit of ounce of prevention. Have maintenance done and have it inspected, because sometimes we can catch something early on that can prevent a bigger investment down the road.
CLR, that's the acronym.
CLR, I
was
thinking of, there,
yeah,
you go.
Was that calcium limonene rust?
Yes,
yeah,
there
that
you
one.
Go.
Yeah, it's a lot more. Or there's going to be a little bit more effort that goes into it than just pouring down CLR down the drain and hoping for the best. Right,
exactly.
Yeah. And what are other signs that we can look for, aside from the obvious of just like water pooling up, or maybe you're noticing a funky odor that's coming from somewhere else that you might think it's a different issue entirely?
Yeah, some of the common calls we'll get is having a fixture that, A, it's taking way too long to get water, so there's a lot of water waste, and sometimes that can just be due to the piping or just how the system was set up originally. The other thing very common that we get is we'll get a call and we'll say, hey, you know, at this one sink, the water never gets hot. You know, it seems to be lukewarm, and that's something called a crossover. And what that is typically a cartridge on the cold side, rather at that fixture or somewhere else, has failed, and it's allowing that cold water to be seeping through the whole time into the hot line. So they're turning on to get hot water, and it's warm. And that's something that you can give us a call. It's a pretty easy fix.
Okay. And what is one piece of advice that you'd give to somebody listening right now that they should know, like in case like a pipe bursts or they just have that oh bleep moment? Like, what's the first thing that they should do before they call Ngaro & Sons and say, hey, can you guys please help me?
You should know where your whole home water shutoff is. A lot of time it's located outside. It usually has like a special looking wrench attached to it. So you know how to turn off your water. If that's something you don't know where it's at or how to do it, you could always call Ngaro. When we come out, we can show you where it's at and then perform the whole house plumbing inspection. But that would be the number one thing, shut off the water, stop the leak so we don't damage anything further in the home, and then call a professional.
Would we be surprised at how many people don't know where that's located around their home?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's so many people are like, I have no idea where my gas shutoff is, my water shutoff. Like, what do I do? Where is it at?
All right, Anthony, as we wrap up this episode here on Total Home Comfort, are there any deals or specials that are going on with Ngaro & Sons that people should know about, as we've been talking about the, how they need to take proactive measures to check and make sure that things don't go awry?
Yeah, we have our $88 drain cleaning special. Mm-hmm. So we'll come out and, we can remove a toilet or a shower and then stick the camera down there and do a full inspection. Even if you're having like a small little backup, that $88 drain will come out and, attempt to clear it for the $88. So it's not just a visual inspection. It can also be to correct if you're having an issue.
Okay.
And then we have the free camera inspection as well. If you're not having any issues whatsoever and you just really want to know how your sewer lateral is working, or like the clean out is usually located on the driveway, we can come out, open those up, and do a free camera inspection.
Everybody loves the sound of free.
Oh yeah, right? And it is. It's free.
Yeah. And as far as the $88 goes, pay the $88 right now, or you're gonna be paying, who knows how much later, right, when all that stuff starts coming back up.
Right. So, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us on this week's episode of Total Home Comfort with Ngaro & Sons. For our expert Anthony Ramelli, the general sales manager of Ngaro & Sons, and myself, producer Jeff, thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the Total Home Comfort Show with Ngaro & Sons, part of the Ask the Expert series on KSRO.